Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now,
I love this.
Where we got that from.
Now, length after, is important.
Well, shout out. Where we got that from was, I was asking a question about Sam Presti, and Sam Presti's great. He could be great on Mars. It doesn't matter. But the fact that he was able to do what he was able to do as far as building the franchise in his as patiently as he wanted to, do you think that's exclusive to Oklahoma City? I mean, we got Philadelphia as an example too, but he was under scrutiny.
I think you can do
for
that
the process.
Here. How many general managers have they had? We're talking general managers, right?
Yeah, just
or
whoever's
are we just talking organizations.
I'd say general managers
because they had Hinkie was the process guy. Mm-hmm.
They fired him before they could
see. Angelo's in there somewhere, right?
Fired himself because wasn't that the one where the wife was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the burner accounts and and now we've got Daryl Morey.
What happened in Houston? That was pretty quick because they got James Harden. I'm trying to figure out maybe they would. Maybe I'm selling, you know, everybody short. Maybe they would absolutely, every city would say, hey, it's okay to just kind of go through the process, accumulate picks, and see where it takes you. Maybe everybody would. I don't know. I just feel like OKC is, it helps that there doesn't seem to be as much pressure on the basketball team.
Yeah, that could be true, but that could also be.
Is there pressure here?
I think there is.
But so when you say pressure, are you referring? So I think this is important. I think you're referring to the fan base and the media. Mm-hmm. You're not referring to Clay Bennett, the owner.
Right. Whereas, I don't know.
So
I don't know how this. I don't know how this plays out because. I showed the video on Twitter of the Pelicans game last night, the arena. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'd never seen nothing like that.
And the hundreds go wild.
The tens. OKC was looking like that a little bit during that time. And was Clay Bennett just cool with it? Like, yeah, it's fine. I don't know if he was making money or not, but let's just say for argument's sake, he wasn't making money. It's cool if I'm not making money. You know, go ahead and build this franchise the way you see fit. That's a form of pressure as well as the media and the fans. Is Vivek or other owners like, nah, I won't turn a profit. Just do what you need to do. I don't know if that's exclusive to OKC or not.
Are we talking about like Sam Presti's probably most recent rental building this most recent team? Because like he's
been there a while, like long enough to where, like you get some trust, I guess, built up with
that's
your owner.
That's true, too.
Yeah. That's absolutely maybe it's true. Different from these other guys because, like, all right, well, first and 3 years in, it's like we haven't done anything yet, so why should I trust you?
And also, speaking to the financial aspect of it, maybe Clay Bennett cooked enough to be able to afford to have 4 or 5 years where I'm not making money like that because of the money I made from the Westbrook Durant era or just Westbrook alone when he was there by himself. So I don't know. It was just a thought.
So
I wonder if that plays a role.
You can't answer. You can't answer this question, but if a large vocal portion, if we got the full teardown, and let's just hypothetically say for this, for the vocal portion of this fan base's desires, let's say Zach's gone, DeMar's gone. Let's go, and by some miracle, Domantas Sabonis is gone. All three, just for sake, all three of them are gone. And let's say we work some crazy Bill Simmons trade that he had, and $70 million of expiring money comes back. And so next year, the roster is wiped. You've got Neek, you've got your draft picks, you got Keegan. And just for fun, we'll say Keon Ellis is here. You got exactly what you wanted. How long are you willing to wait for this team to be good?
I was just thinking that. Like, what's the expiration date on the rebuild?
Because you got what you asked for. And I think owners get impatient when their fan base gets impatient. And that's the issue with this organization is it was bad for so long and you brought in Vivek and Pete and Vlade and Monty and it was just bad. Don't preach patience to us. Put together a winning product and you did it for 1 year. And now we're at the point here where we're starting over, but that playoff berth, you can still taste it. It's still right there. You remember it. You remember showing up to the arena at noon for that first game. You remember even after game 7, thousands lingered around the Golden 1 Center after the season had ended. You remember that. But you got what you wanted. So how long are you willing to wait? Because in that scenario we just presented, you're going to be waiting a while. It's not going to be a year. And it's not going to be 2 years unless you land something in the draft none of us are prepared for.
Right.
And that's the other part about this, that you got to hit on your draft picks 1,000%. Man, you need to get a little lucky too.
100%.
You need a little luck somewhere. And if that luck doesn't come and you're relying on skill, it's going to be tough.
Steven in the chat says 3 years before I'm expecting returns like playoff runs. Securing the Carter says 2 years. G-Dog says 2 to 3 years.
Wow. Term,
but I'm thinking more like 5 years.
Okay.
What people are asking for, it could get cold for a while.
Man.
It could get cold for a while. Ooh.
Like, what are you guys basing that off of? And don't say OKC, because we can poke so many holes in that, it'll just sink. Your true example is Utah.
Oof. And Utah.
I can give you one other one. You won't like that either.
Well, I was going to say Utah, and you bring this up all the time, and you're right. Utah even has something that you don't have. Utah had a Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell that could jumpstart the process. When I say that the Kings are going to be starting from scratch,
yeah,
they're going to be starting from scratch like probably nobody ever has.
Good point. Yeah.
You have nothing to jumpstart. You can't. There's not a to jump your car. They don't have that. You are building the engine from scratch.
Could they start, though, with the draft this year? Could they land a top three pick and get one of those guys?
They could.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
I guess, it's just lottery luck, though.
Didn't Dallas just land a can't miss guy? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dallas stinks. Mm-hmm. And they got Anthony Davis.
Whatchamacallit just got a top three pick. Utah.
Did
Utah.
They?
Well, no, they picked
no,
six.
No, Utah was like fifth or sixth.
Yeah, he was like fifth pick or sixth pick.
Fifth, that's right.
Yeah, he
that's
wasn't
right.
top three. That's yeah, because right. Utah finished. That's didn't right. Utah have the worst record in the league last year?
Yes.
Because they finished in the worst spot that they could have.
Yeah. How long ago did Charlotte get LaMelo? At two.
14 years.
Three.
A thousand years. He's been a Hornet for as long as I can remember.
That's probably.
I mean, he's on his rookie extension, his extension, yeah. Right? So that's it goes what, be, five, six well, years.
Yeah, because Ant the same draft as Ant. Yeah, Ant's been right. About 5 years. That's probably the closest. I think the closest example to Sacramento. They started at the bottom, and it was LaMelo, and here we are 5 years later.
And
still at the bottom.
We'll come back. Trista Crick joins us. We'll continue this conversation with her as it relates to the Kings, the Clippers, and Giannis Antetokounmpo next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You say Christmas sweater day?
Yeah, like you guys got two cream looking like
see,
the no, best
his
man.
His is gray. His is gray. It's the lighting in this room that is confusing everybody.
Yeah, it looks like you guys are on a set of best man.
Well, that's not bad. I'll take that.
Shout out Best Man. Not the biggest fan
you're
of
Shamar,
Best Man.
I don't think Shamar Moore is in it, but you're Shamar Moore.
He's definitely not in it.
No,
he's not in it.
He was in Four Brothers.
I know Morris Chestnut is in it.
The Brothers. He's also, I've been telling Damien, the wife has been watching SWAT lately. He does a good job in SWAT. Shamar Moore does a really good job.
He does.
He is a.
He also does a really good job. Well, actually, he doesn't do a really good job when the Eagles need a drive to score a touchdown. That's when he's not at his best. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not Shamar Moore. That's Jalen Hurts. They look the same.
I think Jalen Hurts is better looking than Shamar Moore.
They don't look alike. You think they look the same?
They got the same vibes.
No, I told you what happened. The same vibes. When I told you what happened when I said, oh yeah, the ladies loved Jalen Hurts to Katie. And she looked them up and just went, oh. Like, okay.
Jalen Hurts, he got 100% approval rating.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard nobody say a bad thing about
Jalen. The only woman. Time he not had a low approval rating was when he had that nasty lineup with the dreads starting.
That was college Jalen. Yeah. It was starting way too far back. But he kept the hairline, though. You didn't even know
he was handsome until he got that stuff out of the way.
Hey, kept the hairline.
Well, sometimes you just need a couple of bucks. You can get a lot better looking when you get
he had him at Alabama. He wasn't.
Well, that's a shoot.
But now, Soul Train, Shamar Moore, and Jalen Hurts are kind of locked in. Soul Train.
Right. They're both pretty.
You see, they do it all
Jalen
the time.
Jalen need to do some skincare advertisement or something like that.
They do it all the time on Twitter. They do it for other athletes too, but this one always gets me is when they'll be like, "Hey, Jalen, the Bears are beating us right now. We need a touchdown." And then they go, "Jalen Hurts," and they show clips of Shamar Moore on Soul Train dancing. It'd be cracking me up every time, man. Every time.
We're not on the air right now. Right?
Yes, we very much are.
This whole time?
This whole time.
Well, when Damien came back.
That's why we said,
didn't even count us back in.
I've never counted you back in. When have I ever?
Listen, I wouldn't have left the room. I thought we were just waiting for the commercial break to come back.
No. Jesse said.
Well, you usually come on when we're on the air.
What a horrible, hey, welcome into the show. This is D'Lo and Casey, 1320.
No. I'm sorry. Is this your first day here?
Well, this might be her first time. When she comes on, we're usually already on.
You're already on the air. I don't come on during the break usually.
Okay. So why are you getting so upset with us?
I don't know.
Oh. Are you okay?
I don't know. I think I have some moisturizer still kind of. There we go.
It's a great camera, but I can't see anything.
Yeah, you're terrific. How was Thanksgiving?
Right. Thanksgiving was good. I think I have decided to leave turkey forever. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't get on board after those turkey wings I made, they were fire.
Mm.
And I still was I'm good, really.
Okay. Okay.
Then I think it's time for prime rib.
Oh, there you go. I feel like that's Christmas vibes, but I'm with it.
Merch is prime rib.
Yeah, I'm with that.
No, that's not bad at all. I'm gonna stay traditional, and turkey can stay for Thanksgiving. It's okay.
That's fine.
It's okay. I had some good ham too. Mm-hmm. I went for seconds and thirds on the ham. Didn't do that for the turkey, but I had some turkey. It's okay.
Okay.
We got a lot of news, and we're just kind of slow playing all this news.
Well, let's talk Giannis then. You want to start there, or you want to start with Chris Paul? Where do you want to start?
No, Giannis, because I think the first thing that I think to myself is, I posted this on Twitter right before I came on. De'Aaron, get ready for cheese curds and first down coats and having to worry about your ring camera going off in the middle of your hit.
Yeah, that was De'Aaron was our first conversation. Casey got reluctant. He pitched a different scenario, but
I get it. I'm with it. I'm not sure if they have to. I'm not sure if San Antonio has
to. How do you make the money work?
They got money on the books already between Harrison, Vassell, and Keldon Johnson. And if you do that type of deal and just load up the Bucks with picks, I think that's an option.
I'm going to select some teams and we can make I don't think that will work. I don't think that the money can work that way.
Well, James said the money does work. It's said Steph Castle, Vassell, and Keldon work financially.
My argument was you'd strip your depth that way, and in a race against Oklahoma City, you need Harrison Barnes. Harrison Barnes playing really well without Victor Wembanyama. Him and De'Aaron have played really well. You need Keldon Johnson.
You don't need Keldon and Harrison.
Okay, fine.
That's what I said. In that situation, it's one of them going with Vassell. Okay.
Well, the money doesn't work with just those two.
Throw in a Sohan in there. Sohan works.
Oh, it does. It does. My bad. It was just an issue with the Spotrac. Yeah, no, it's good. It works just that way. That's four. You need four probably first round picks with that then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. And they have them.
Damn, and that's not them. Even theirs.
Yeah, right. Like, whose do you want? We have plenty to give away.
Vassell is cooking, though. He's a good really ball player good right now. You guys know how I feel about Devin Vassell. He was the one that I was hoping would come back in the De'Aaron Fox trade.
Yeah, I like Devin Vassell.
I like him as a bucket getter. Certainly more than I like, you know, Zach LaVine's punk ass.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh.
How did we get there?
Well, because we didn't talk about the fan that he got into it with, where he's screaming racial slur vicinities his way multiple times for not playing any defense.
That's an exaggeration.
Wait, who?
That is an exaggeration. But he did do that. In, like, the letter of the law, he did do that.
I thought both of them were.
You mean Zach
fine.
Did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you're. Yeah, come on. Come on, Trista.
I thought.
Don't white woman this thing up. Stop it.
I thought, TK, we talked about it before. I thought both of them were perfectly fine. I thought Devlin was fine for saying what he said, and he wasn't disrespectful with what he said. And Zach, I ain't going to say it all, but he said, all right, go home. Go home. Get out of here. If you don't have a problem,
yeah, but
go home.
But you can't, like, if you're not playing defense and the fans, like, trying to hold you accountable, for you to say go home is, like, to me, very punk. That's a punk move.
Man, if you talk to me, in that at my work setting in that way, this isn't a one way street. Once you open up the door, it is a two way street. I can talk to you too. And if you don't Draymond like it, don't talk to me then.
Draymond got into my comments again.
Again?
Oh goodness! Yeah.
What
hell?
Is he saying now?
What was this one for?
I was making a joke, and it wasn't like written right. About, like, LaMelo getting out of there, Charlotte, and the clip was old. And so it looked like I was trying to make it seem like it was right now, but it was like PJ was on the team and Book Knight was on the team. But it was really, like, kind of like POV live look at how things are looking in Charlotte for LaMelo. And Draymond, this video doesn't have nothing to do with Draymond. And Draymond goes, this is such bad reporting. This video is old. Laughing emoji, laughing emoji, laughing emoji, LOL. And I'm like, what are
that
you doing?
That is bizarre.
Draymond Green versus Trista Crick is easily the strangest thing to come out of 2025.
I don't even respond back, really. I'm just like, okay.
That is so strange. Strange.
Tell him to do what Zach LaVine told Devlin to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's a two-way street. No, I think in general, if De'Aaron Fox got traded to Milwaukee, that's what I would want if I was Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. I would want a player of that caliber. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be sweet justice for a guy who says he only wants to go to San Antonio and just got his extension. And, like, literally February comes, there's first time he's trade eligible, and it's like, sorry, ain't no loyalty in this business. See you later.
Wouldn't you ask? Okay, let me ask you this if you're San Antonio.
Yep.
What if they said, no, sweetie, we don't want De'Aaron Fox. You can keep that. This is a good acquisition, right? We want Dylan Harper.
And so then you say, okay, it'll be Dylan Harper.
And then whatever makes the money work. Do you do it?
Yeah, I think you do it.
I think you do too. We had a discussion. I said Dylan Harper, outside of Wemby, obviously, is the last resort for San Antonio. If they ask for Dylan Harper, I'm gonna just start. What you think about Steph?
Well.
Like, what would you think? I would offer them Steph Castle before I'd offer Dylan Harper.
Really? Explain why.
I think Dylan Harper. I think he the truth. Like, he is a, not saying he's this good, but like Cade Cunningham like player. I think Steph is really good. Steph Castle is really good. I think he could be an all-star. I'm more convinced Dylan can be an all-star than Stephon Castle.
Well, but you already have an all-star in De'Aaron Fox. So why would you want a guy that may or may not be an all-star versus a guy who is an all-star? Just money? You don't have anybody making any money. So it really doesn't matter. The cap situation is fine. if he's on the books. You have a marquee guy that will put butts in seats. At least will be exciting.
Well, just because, like I said, I think Harper is a better player than Castle. So I'd want
to. No, but I mean, like, do you think Harper is a better player than De'Aaron Fox? Like, do you think that his upside is higher?
Yeah, I think he will be, like, in 5 years. Yeah. And then I'll trade
De'Aaron. Dylan really could wind up being a one. I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how that's going to work with San Antonio, but.
Like, that's a long way of saying, I think that's your future. Dylan and Wemby. That's your two.
But is that future strong enough to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder?
I mean, not by themselves, obviously, but like though, like having Steph there.
Is it stronger to have, and this I think is the question, TK, is it stronger to have Wemby, Castle, and Giannis? And then whatever, you know, the rest of the roster looks like. Or I guess in this situation, De'Aaron's there too.
In a pinch, if you made me, I'd trade Dylan because I got a chance with Giannis to win multiple right now.
But like I said, I would go
through everybody. I would try every other scenario on the roster.
Maturation process for Dylan to get to the place that De'Aaron Fox is, you said, a half of a decade. I don't think Wemby wants to wait 5 years. I know Giannis doesn't want to wait 5 years. It feels like everybody's kind of got to be pretty much ready from the oven. Like there can't be half-baked roles playing next to Giannis. The question that I have, though, really, is whether Giannis would cede power to anyone. Would cede being the heliocentric offensive engine to anyone, even a guy as powerful and has as much gravity as Wemby and or De'Aaron Fox and or Steph Castle. Like Giannis wants to have the ball in his hand as the primary creator. Jason Kidd created a monster and also an MVP, but like that's what Giannis has gotten into his head is his like best way of functioning in an offense. I don't think he knows how to play any other way.
Let me ask both of you guys a question. Today on December 3rd, 2025, and even on June 3rd, 2026, should he seed any of that to anybody?
Yes.
He's better than all of them today.
No.
So?
He's a better player. He's Giannis, the best player.
Giannis is still a top two or three player in the league.
Yeah, so?
So give me the damn ball. It's my team.
Here's the how does that work out? When you have another star next to you, what happens with your team? You don't win. You flame out in the playoffs. You guys look messy. You have more injury risk because you have the ball in your hand so much. And we already know you've got so many lower leg injuries that you've been contending with. You need to think about how, not your ego and who's the best player, but what is the way that this offense can function as a well-oiled machine the best?
No.
And that sometimes, as Kevin Durant has said, sometimes that's pushing the bus. Sometimes that's being on the back of the bus. Sometimes that's being on the front of the bus. But it's not I go, you go.
Right. But what I'm saying is in 3 years, in 2 years, in a year, that might be enough to get us to win. Right now, you're not talking to Wemby, Steph, De'Aaron. You're not ready to take down OKC with running it through you. You're not ready. You're not there yet. If you were, they wouldn't be bringing me here.
Are you sure Wemby's not?
I'm not sure, but I don't think so. I don't think he's ready today. Once again, if
the
they
other
were,
references are fine. Wemby's.
If they were, they wouldn't be bringing me in here. If you
no,
were
that,
ready.
That's not true.
If they
that,
were.
That's not true.
If they were ready to beat OKC today,
well, but
they would give up to go
story.
Get Giannis.
You're conflating two different points. Is this team complete enough to beat OKC? No. Does that mean that complete, the thing that they're missing is Giannis bringing the ball up and dribbling a bajillion times and running the offense through him? No. What it is you want a guy that like has the ability to be defensive player of the year caliber that can go out and get you 30 and 15 and 6, but not that you have to have him run the offense 24/7. I'd like Giannis to, I don't know, back cut every once in a while. Like maybe post up every once in a while. Do the things that are like normal for your body type. You're that big and that strong with that little of a bag with players who have a better bag than you and you demand the ball at all times, I think that's nonsense.
Well, also, I'm not saying he should be bringing the ball up, doing everything he did in Milwaukee.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I just think he's the best player on that team if he goes there at that moment.
Yeah, if there's 15 seconds left on the clock, I mean, you got the free throws to contend with as well. That's a big issue for Giannis.
Make your free throws, son.
You probably are saying Giannis is the player. Okay, so we'll just say a minute left on the clock. You probably give the ball. You say, yeah, Giannis, you can have the ball in that situation. You're a go-to guy. Like, we're going ISO on you. But this isolation, heavy, heliocentric, Giannis-centered offense, I think is whack. And I think it vastly lowers the ceiling of any team that Giannis is on based on his oversized ego.
Damn. So no one should trade for him then?
I think you should have a conversation about, hey, do you recognize why things didn't really work with you and Damian Lillard? Do you realize that Damian Lillard is a better ball handler, primary creator, shooter, almost everything offensively better than you? He is Damian Lillard, but it was never working because Giannis wanted the ball and he made it a thing and it created friction. And Dame, I'm going to hold water for Dame right now, took a, like,
boy, you ain't lying. Jesus Christ. Do not hurt yourself during this segment.
took a back seat for Giannis to get what Giannis wanted because it was Giannis's team. If he goes to San Antonio, it's no longer Giannis's team. It's Wemby's team.
Also, that's also not fair. Weren't they both hurt the last 2 years they played in the playoffs?
The answer is yes.
Yeah. I mean,
but it wasn't like, okay, but it wasn't like they were playing particularly well. It wasn't like the offense was as potent as we saw. Yes, like points per possession, yes, they were the hot, quote-unquote hottest duo in the league, but they had significant issues in a variety of different ways where the offense looked very clunky. It looked very I go, you go. I'm not sure who should have the ball in the fourth quarter during crunch time. And so, like, that part needs to get ironed out, I think, before a team trades for Giannis. Like, that conversation, you need to see if he has awareness and any appetite to change how he's willing to play for someone else. And that's, like, what Kevin Durant did so well when he went to Golden State. Changed how he played.
Can I play a little devil's advocate for, let me hold a little water for Giannis just a little bit?
Devil doesn't need more advocates.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Didn't he do that a little bit when you talk about crunch time, when you talk about stuff like that, when Chris Middleton was in his prime? Chris Middleton was taking big shots in those moments too. And Giannis recognized he didn't have a problem at that point, at least not that I know of.
I think that happened a lot when Giannis drew too. Not when, like, hey, Chris, go to work.
So, but he would draw two and he would make the right play to get to get the ball to Chris. Like, my point is.
So, okay, so let's play that out then. Do you trust Wemby, De'Aaron, and Steph Castle to be elite catch and shoot deep shooters? Is that like where they thrive or like catch and immediately spring into action? Or do they need some time to get rhythm and get busy?
Fox, no. Steph, no. Wemby, no, but he's shown that he can miss a three and tip slam, so we got to factor that in. And when I mean miss a three and tip slam, his own miss.
Yeah.
Seen it with my own eyes.
Seen it with my own eyes. Yeah, I mean, Giannis better get ready to throw lobs to Wemby. That's like, that's what, if you want to play point guard, Giannis, you need to figure out how to do that. Which is not that hard.
That'd be crazy having him at the point.
So I just asked something like real quick because you mentioned KD going to Golden State and how that like was perfect. Like KD was perfect in that situation. Like KD was absolutely the best player on the Golden State Warriors.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. But it was like, listen, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get a ring. I'm willing, and he was Finals MVP, right? And so we all knew that it was like, KD really has the most complete game. He's the best pure scorer. But truthfully, our offense runs better when we run that motion system where everyone's thriving, right? And at the end of the Golden State era, was when Katie was like, you know what? Bump this. I'm done with all this motion nonsense. Just ISO on me and let me get busy. And I was like, ooh, this is starting to get a little friction, right? Because like that style of play for a bucket getter of those guys' caliber isn't that fun, really. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of mileage on the body.
For the Milwaukee Bucks, from their perspective, does any other team make sense than San Antonio? And the other team that makes sense is Oklahoma City, but no one wants to Jesus. Think about how awful that would be for everybody. Oh.
I will say this. I don't think it makes sense for the other team, but from Milwaukee's perspective, there's nothing better than getting your own picks back when you're tanking. And so to a degree, and I don't want this. I'm just going to go on the record. I mean, you could probably tell I don't want Portland to trade for Giannis. For obvious reasons. But I could see them trying to figure out a way to get their 28 and 30 first round picks back. But you're not getting Denny, which is probably what they would want. Denny and some other, maybe Rob Williams or something. But that's just, I just cannot see that happening.
I was going to say, I don't know, you scoop back in the deal.
You'd have to put Scoot in the deal, and I think they would do that. I don't know how. I mean, we saw the Dame and Giannis experience and how it went. Didn't go that well. So I don't know why they would try to run that back. It's like, you know, it's like when the Chicago Bulls and Sacramento Kings basically just swap seats, right? Like it was like, you know, DeMar and Zach LaVine. Like we saw it was largely the same as it was in Chicago. Not
Chicago,
way worse.
Chicago, by the way, not good anymore.
I told people, I said, this team's not good. Do not believe in this 5-0 start to the season. It's fugazi. And people were like, oh, Trisha, you're such a hater.
Draymond say that?
The funny thing is, they're the same exact team that they were to start the season.
Yeah.
They're scoring 100. They're just losing these games now where they score 100. I think they had a game a couple of days ago that I looked at where they scored like 100 or 101. It was like, oh. What happened?
Right.
But not like it's the same basketball team. They're playing the exact same way. It's just the league plays like that now. Yeah. It's like, oh, this is what they're doing. Okay.
Got them.
Okay. Yeah, got them. They're still fun to watch. Put them on League Pass. It is enjoyable
as hell.
Because, you don't have to worry about a LSU-Alabama defensive slugfest when they're playing.
No, you don't. How did you guys feel about the weirdness of this Chris Paul go home?
It's pretty weird. Yeah. It's pretty weird. Like, it's not like he just signed with the Clippers this offseason. Like, the majority of his legacy is the Los Angeles Clippers. Like, it's the Clippers and, you know, the Hornets / New Orleans, whatever. Charlotte / New Orleans. Yeah, it was pretty weird. And there's a lot of Chris Paul detractors, so they're eating this up.
Yeah, I saw a report that Harden and him weren't getting along, and I was like, well, yeah. Did they ever? Yeah,
didn't we already know that? Yeah.
Didn't we already know that? Like they couldn't stand each other in Houston. It was one of those. It's either him or me headlines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that led to the Russell Westbrook trade, did it not? I mean, that was a whole part of that. Yeah. So. Yeah, I would imagine that they're not any different human beings than they were 7 years ago or whatever it was.
Mm-mm. No, it's still a weird ending, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a little digging. I made some calls to some people closer to the Clippers organization because I was talking to y'all. And they said that it was like, you know, it's one thing for Chris to be annoying and aggravating and holding people accountable when he's raising your floor and like helping you win games, at least a little bit, like he did in Phoenix, like he did in San Antonio, like he did in Houston. Obviously, he raised their floor a lot, like he raised their ceiling. It's another thing when he's like washed Rajon Rondo and he's pissing everybody off and he's, you know, and Ty Lue is like kind of feeling like, well, why are you talking to me like this? You just got chased down by Brandon Pajemski. You're completely cooked, okay? So I think it's, you get a lot more leeway no pun intended, because that was what he posted on his story. You get a lot more leeway when you're not the one that's the liability in every way. But also, I think he's probably telling some truths in terms of holding the front office accountable, being like, these guys stink. Do they not know that Brooke Lopez isn't any good anymore? That John Collins has been bouncing around and been in trade rumors when he was in Atlanta every year because of this version of what we see right now? Like, what is this damn team? Why'd you guys make these moves?
Well, and
hold that thought. Hold that thought. Can you hang out a couple of minutes?
Oh, man,
can you hang out a couple more? Okay. Trista Crick, she'll stick around. Don't go anywhere. It's D'Lo and Casey. We got James Hamm on the way too here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 30.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I thought
welcome
you were going
to. Welcome back to D'Lo and Casey and ESPN 1320. I'm Trista Crick here as a guest, like we are normally on Tuesdays, but I had a teeth cleaning, so I had to do it on Wednesday.
Your teeth do look immaculate.
Fantastic. I'm just trying. I'm trying to get on your level, you know?
Fantastic.
I'm an every quarter kind of gal.
There you go.
You know, I was thinking about this today. It's funny that this happened. We need to get some drops. We need drops. In 2026, we need drops. Like, hey, this is Trista Crick.
The Penguin?
I'm tapped in with D'Lo and Casey. Oh, yeah. You're on ESPN 1320.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would do it. Drops.
I'm listening to the sports animals here on ESPN 1320.
I'm an animal, and I'm listening to D'Lo and Casey.
Well, we have artists pull up here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we just need to start collecting them and play them.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call. Trista's sticking around here with us for a couple of more minutes, since we weren't able to talk to her yesterday, and on Tuesdays we could just kind of blow through commercial breaks and do what we want to. This time we actually had to take a commercial break, but Trista kind enough stick here with us. We had it because James joins us at 3, and we go till the 28 with James, at some point you gotta pay the bills.
Yep, at some point.
What are you thinking about?
Can't remember what I was going to say.
Oh, good. All right. Was it?
Wow,
so,
we're really prepared.
What were we talking about?
That's what I was going to say. Was it about Atlanta? And we're talking Giannis.
We talked about that off the air.
Okay. So one of the conversations we were having off the air was the Atlanta potentially being a dark horse candidate for Giannis. Do you think anybody takes a risk on a Giannis Antetokounmpo deal in that he has next year, he's under contract next year, then he has a player option, so you're kind of rolling the dice a little bit here. Do you think anyone would be like, yeah, that's cool, I'll do it?
I mean, there's Masai doesn't exist anymore in Toronto, so I would have thought maybe he would do that. No, I don't. I think he's got to just choose. You know, and Milwaukee said they're not going to trade him anywhere he doesn't want to go, which I think is hilarious, considering that the last trade of this caliber was Dame Lillard, who like didn't get to go where he wanted to go and ended up in Milwaukee, which sort of was the final domino for Giannis deciding to want to go. Which we kind of knew was always the case, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about the fact his wife and family are living in Athens full time. And she was like, yeah, I'm out of here. We're like, let's just get rid of the crib. You just live in like an Airbnb for a while. And we'll see in February when you end up in like New York. The New York trade is fascinating, by the way.
How does that work?
Because it feels like it makes sense.
Is it just Kat?
You can go Kat for Giannis and like a random guy that I really don't even know him, like who he is.
But
I just
why would Milwaukee want to do that?
You can give him a bunch of picks.
Do they have picks?
Yeah, they have some. They have enough picks.
Not as many as they had a year ago, but they got some.
Okay.
They do. They've got, they can send their 28 pick as a swap or as a first round pick. They've got a 2030 and they've got a 2032.
I know the money, well, maybe the money does match up, but tell me what you think about this.
His name is Ariel Hakporti, the guy that I put in this trade generator. So never heard of him.
Tell me what you guys think about this. If I'm New York, I know people talk about Kat. I may be more apt to move in. Oh, I would say OG. I like OG better than Mikal and Hart. And keeping a Kat Giannis combo, because Giannis isn't a center, so you'd be trading your center away. And OG is fantastic. I love him, but you would be replacing OG with a Giannis.
But then you lose all your like catch and shoot shooting.
That is a problem. But I don't know. I mean,
and then you have to put it all on Mikal, which I know you guys know we shouldn't be relying on Mikal.
And I'm not saying he's Dell Ellis out there or Craig Elo or Mark Price, but I mean, you got Kat on the perimeter as a shooter.
You do.
Catch and shoot guy.
You do. I don't know. What do you think, Damian? Like, what team is better? Which Knicks team is better?
The one with Giannis.
Well, I think OG gone or Kat gone.
Yeah. Simpler way to say it.
Oh, Kat gone. Yeah, I'm not at. Ooh.
It's tough. It's a tough one.
OG. I think one with OG gone. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, break it down.
I think Kenny's right. You got it. Yeah. You got that. Like, I'm not the. I'm not, I'm, I was going to say, I'm not a big Cat fan. I'm actually not a fan of Karl Anthony Towns at all, but he can shoot. Like, and if you have a big who can stretch the floor like that, and that's a unique dynamic to them, and now you have Giannis, you know, handling the paint work. Yeah, I like OG Anunoby a lot, but you could probably do away with that.
You'd have to reroute OG. I don't think.
Yeah, like, so that's the other thing. That was the follow-up I was going to ask you. I don't feel like a New York trade makes sense for Milwaukee. Like, if Milwaukee was presented, just hypothetically, a deal, and we could throw Atlanta into this too. Mm-hmm. Atlanta, San Antonio, and New York, unless there is some form of a deal with the Knicks that we've been unable to conjure up, the other two deals seem to make the most sense for like long-term future, I guess. Like, if you did a deal with the Knicks, and we'll just, because the math is easy, say Karl Anthony Towns comes back, you could be relatively competitive right now, but in the end, what is that getting you? Mm-hmm. Even with the draft picks coming back, like, what is remaining, you know, in the 10th spot or competing for the 10th spot or the 9th spot or whatever, what does that ultimately do for you if you're the Milwaukee Bucks?
Let me ask both of you guys this. What if I switched OG?
I don't think so.
What if I switched OG and Mikal? You kept OG and you got Mikal out of there.
Are you asking like what Knicks team I like?
Yeah, Knicks team, would that look a little bit more appealing to Milwaukee? Like,
it just feels like imprudent trade management if you traded all those picks. You're getting no picks. If we're trading you Mikal Bridges, you're getting one swap or something. We're not giving you any. It took us four picks to get Mikal. We're not going to send more picks to you because.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Again? Yeah, you've been doing that a lot.
Essentially, if we're going to go that far back, essentially, I traded those picks to get Giannis. That's what I did. I traded five picks.
No, but not if there's three more. Not if there's three more to get Giannis. Mikal plus three. No chance. That's why I said there's no more picks.
I traded eight. Hey, that doesn't sound crazy.
A little bit.
It is, but it's not. What did we always talk about? What did Rudy go for?
Was it four? But like it was five because.
So if Rudy,
he didn't reset the market. Well, he's the Deshaun like Watson,
right?
He was like an anomaly.
Yeah,
but if Rudy went for five, then yeah, Giannis going for eight.
No. That's not how that works.
I'm trying to rationalize it if I'm the Knicks to do that. That's all I'm doing.
The best
comparison is KD to Brooklyn, I think.
Yeah.
And that was four?
I think it was
KD to Brooklyn wasn't it?
Yeah.
I only said Rudy was five because they got the rookie, the kid that they drafted. Like, I don't think it was actually five picks. I think it was four picks plus the rookie, which essentially
plus
was five.
Plus Lauri Markkanen,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and now I'm only giving you one player and two more picks.
I've died on the Mikal Bridges hill for so long. I am tired of that death.
Same.
Kill me a different way. I am unwilling to die that way anymore.
You know who this affects in like a hilarious way that not many people are talking about is how appreciated and loved and expendable Miles Bridges immediately becomes, or just there all by his lonesome, cheese curding away if Giannis ends up getting moved. It's just sweet, sweet justice.
I think you said truly. Miles Bridges, you mean Miles Turner.
Miles Turner, excuse me. Yeah. We were talking about Mikal
Bridges.
Yeah,
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, Miles Turner.
Yeah, we were talking about him earlier. He's got to feel like the biggest idiot in the world. And that's his fault. Like, how did he not know? How did you not know,
do
bro?
Do you know that you're literally like the last pair of lingerie before she breaks, like that you can give to your girl before she breaks up with you? Like, you are the last just desperation play. And now she's broken up and those lingerie is sitting in Goodwill.
Damn.
She said, I don't want these anymore.
I've got a question.
Okay.
Are you supposed to give lingerie to a woman?
I don't know if you're supposed to or not.
What's wrong with it?
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with it, but it feels like that's something the woman would buy on her own.
What? No.
No.
Well,
that's a nice gesture.
Yeah.
When you guys go to New York, go to AP, what's AP stand for?
I'm afraid to ask.
Let's just leave it at AP.
Agent Provocateur.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to say that first word again.
Agent.
Oh, agent. Okay, got it.
A-G-E-N-T.
Okay, got it.
Provocateur down in Soho.
Oh.
And that'll be one of the little stocking stuffers for Katie. It'll be expensive. But she'll get dressed up in it for you guys. You can pick it out together. It's very sexy.
Okay. Yeah, oh! Yo, you said it'll be a little expensive?
Yeah.
This bra cost $735.
Not all of them are that much. Not all of them are that much. That probably has gemstones on it.
Trista, how are you going to set me up like that?
Listen, it's like probably $225 for a decent bra and like another $190 for a pair of
this
like
lingerie set is $330.
Dress you up just to take it off. I ain't mad at
Come
it.
on.
I ain't mad at it.
Listen,
I think I don't know if I need the lingerie. I'd rather get just a nice outfit, like a nice dress. Like, I'd rather do that for $700.
It's not wrong with it. It's right in Damien's wheelhouse. I bet you Katie would appreciate it.
Well, she, okay. All right.
Get a little, then you go down and like get some hot cocoa and then go see 30 Rock and you got the Agent Provocateur bag in your hand. You're doing your thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. We're going to go to the top of the Rock. Believe that. Mm-hmm. Going to go to the top of the Rock for sure.
Just right around the corner. Now it's in your head. Now it's in your head. I had one time a guy that I dated who like I barely even knew was like, I want to take you and just like buy a bunch of lingerie. And I was like, I kind of feel disrespected a little bit by this. Like, you just don't like.
Yeah, that's what I would.
That's what I thought.
No, but Asian Provocateur is like, I'm not buying that myself. Come on.
I'm not either. Just let the record show. I'm not buying that either. I'm willing to buy nice things.
You will. But for that, like a nice one-off, you never know.
A one-off? It was a $750 one-off.
That's rich.
Like an anniversary. Tomorrow will come. You know what I mean? Like it's a like a night, you know? It's like a night. Nice hotel, bubble bath, lingerie, do your thing. Thug Thizzle. You know what I'm saying? It's starting to make sense to you, isn't it? It's a moment in time. Instead of a big dinner, save the calories. Get the panties and the panty dropper ready.
That's the show. Get the panties. That's the name of the show right there.
GTD.
I didn't mean
GTD.
He said, I'm going to need you to say that word one more time.
I didn't know what you were saying.
Asian. That's
what you were saying. I was like, man, I'm not Googling this. I'm not trying to find this.
It's
going to
hit the Odyssey firewall.
Oh, man. All right, TK. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you as always.
Love you.
Love you.
I'll talk to you later. Go get that AP, baby.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Trista. Man, she set me up. Joint was seven. It was just the first thing I clicked on, too. I didn't even look for anything. Again, I don't mind buying nice things, but a $750 piece of lingerie?
Yeah.
I love my girl and all, but man.
I don't know about that one.
I was thinking when she was talking about Draymond Green clapping at her again. Did you see Eddie's? It might not be here anymore. It is. Did you see Eddie tweeted last night? Tuning in for a Steph Curry game and getting pods is like going to a Michael Jackson concert and Tommy Richmond walks out on stage.
I did see that.
Did you see Tommy Richmond responded? He hit him. He hit him with the thumbs down, which means...
Oh, snap.
Tommy Richmond searched his name in Twitter and found Eddie's tweet.
Was that being retweeted a lot?
No.
Oh, that's even
No.
Worse.
It didn't... It,
what are you,
you know,
doing on a Tuesday night search?
Shout out to our man Eddie, but it's not like that tweet had a bunch of juice. Nah, he just hit him with the thumbs down. That's pretty funny. I don't know why I saw that. I thought that was hilarious. I thought that was hilarious. Eddie's funny.
That is hilarious.
Also, Tommy Richmond.
Tommy Richmond, what are you doing on a? I'm gonna call Cap.
Okay.
I don't think this is the real Tommy Richmond.
Oh, okay. I was look so for the record, I was on Instagram. Eddie screenshotted that, put it on his Instagram stories. That's how I saw it.
Let's see if I can find another Tommy Richmond. It might be, but this guy only has 19,000 followers.
Well. I mean, like, what are we talking about here?
I'm starting to I don't even know if he has a Twitter.
I don't know. Still funny, though.
No, it's hilarious.
Still funny. Again, saw it on Instagram.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.